This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Certainly one of the driving issues here in Central Virginia, no pun intended, is growth and how we deal with it, how we define it. Is it good? Is it bad? What do we do? What do we do about it? It's the central issue, and we talk about it every week on Tuesdays with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville Tomorrow. Tonight at Westminster Presbyterian Church on Rugby Road, the conversation continues. Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population are hosting Dr. Brian Check, who is with the Center for the Advancement of the Steady State Economy, online at steadystate.org, and he will be in town to discuss these and related issues, and also his book, Shoveling Fuel for a Runaway Train, Errant Economists, Shameful Spenders, and a Plan to Stop Them All. Jack Marshall with ASAP and Dr. Brian Check join me live in studio. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Coy.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Doing fine. It's good to be back.
Happy Monday. Absolutely. So, Jack, remind us again, what is Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population? Somebody listening says, oh, you're those no-growth folks who want to lock the doors behind you and not let anybody else live here. The irking developers everywhere. Remind us what is the truth behind the stereotype, and then tell us why you had Dr. Check in.
For 6 years, we've been arguing to the county and the city, which doesn't need much argument, that you can't grow forever, and that a smart community not only puts growth that's occurring in the right places, but identifies an optimal, sustainable population size and works to level off at that point. And we think the county is getting that message. They're supporting ASAP to do some, and the city is helping to support ASAP to do some cutting-edge research to get a rough idea of what that optimal size might be. We have realized that the other side of that coin, of our limits to growth coin, limits to population growth coin, is that there are limits to economic growth. And when we learned about Dr. Check's outfit, the Center for the Advancement for the Steady State Economy, or CASE, we thought we should make contact and invite him down to talk with us.
And, of course, that talk is tonight at 7:30. It's free and open to the public. Anybody can go by. So, Brian, tell us, what is a steady state economy, and what's your message that you'll be sharing tonight?
Well, basically, a steady state economy is a stabilized economy. It's a stabilized or mildly fluctuating population and per capita production and consumption of goods and services. And so it has a stabilized amount of input, like natural resources, for example, and a stabilized amount of outputs, not only including the goods and services, but the byproducts or the pollutants. And so it's a stabilized and sustainable economy if established at a sustainable level, which of course can't be too large, because then it's taking too many inputs, too much natural resources, for example, and emitting too many pollutants and so forth.
So let me play devil's advocate here and just ask, what's wrong with an unsteady economy that's just built on constant growth? Isn't that arguably what has made America strong, is just saying we're going to grow and find resources wherever we can find them, whether at home or abroad?
Well,
and if we pollute, we pollute.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the point here is that there's an optimum size for an economy, as Jack pointed out, pertaining just to population. Yeah, you clearly can't have perpetual economic growth. That would violate basic laws of physics. And economic growth was probably a very good thing through much of American history, but at some point, it's just like a piglet growing. You know, it's a wonderful thing while it's a little piglet, while it's growing. It's a very good thing when it grows to be a good size for a pig. But when it's that size, further growth, much less perpetual growth, what's the pig going to do? You know, blow up? It's not going to be a pretty sight. And it's the same with an economy. We've seen a financial collapse here recently because the monetary sector blew up like a balloon, way beyond anything that could have been expected based upon real economic activity. It was purely inflationary and imaginary and speculative. Back down to earth we are.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Brian Check of the Center for the Advancement of the Steady State Economy. You can learn more online at steadystate.org. He's giving a talk tonight sponsored by the Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population at 7:30 in the library at Westminster Presbyterian Church on Rugby Road, free and open to the public. Jack Marshall is with ASAP. What's the message you hope that folks who come tonight who might just be curious about this message that they walk away with?
Well, as Brian said, there are limits to growth. We can't keep growing either in population or economy and sapping the environment without long-term implications for our kids and our children's children. And that's what we're doing. Right now, we're living as if there is no need to sacrifice. And the fact is, we can't live so high off the hog, to go back on your piglet analogy. Right. And we're eating our capital into our capital. And both the economy and the population have to be limited if we intend to maintain a sustainable population.
The image, the appropriate image here might be the image of a snake eating its own tail. Am I right? Is that?
I have somewhere I saw a comic that showed a house being built where the builders were taking building materials from the foundation to add on to the roof. You know, and the foundation is getting skinnier and skinnier, kind of like a house of cards.
Yeah. So. Well, we talk about this every Tuesday with Brian. And the first thing I think of is the water supply plan. Here we are looking out 50 years and thinking, how do we have water for 50 years in the future? And this isn't day-to-day use water. This is emergency need water. How do we plan for those droughts 50 years from now? How much are we going to need? And we're talking about a new reservoir and a new dam, and none of which we can really afford. And it all depends on this pipeline running, pumping water uphill, be the third largest river in the area running underground just to fill up this new bathtub. And the cost now is, you know, getting in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and we're just taxing ourselves to death to try to be able to afford this growth. And I guess if I hear you right, all you're saying is, let's stop and wait a minute and figure out how we're growing, why we're growing, and do we need to just keep doing what we're doing? Is this sustainable?
That's basically it. And, you know, our organization, CASI, our mission is to educate the public and the policymakers on the fundamental conflict between economic growth and four things: environmental protection, economic sustainability in the long term, national security, and international stability. Those are the things that are traded off for constantly growing production and consumption of goods and services.
How is national security sacrificed with this runaway growth?
Well, first of all, we're eroding that environment, that agricultural sector. You know, a lot of your sprawl issues and your overpopulation issues and so forth, it's manifest in decreasing acreage, agricultural acreage, and increasing the intensification that's not stable of economic production. So that's number one. Then you get to, as a result of that, sacrificing your economic sustainability. And national security follows always and everywhere from a stable economy.
You've raised a topic there that really concerns me, and that is we're crippling our agriculture. And it began with the assault on the family farm and making it such that, economically speaking, a family couldn't afford to farm anymore. You had to be a big corporation, and they ran you out of business. Yeah. And they make it even hard for them today. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. What scares me along that line is, you know, a country that can't feed itself is in trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble. And we've sort of going down that path. And I don't want to speak hyperbolic here because we've got a lot of farms out there. But if you look at the process and the evolution of this, you really can see where some companies might say, "Hey, well, it's cheaper to buy our food from elsewhere."
Yeah, I think one of the biggest problems we're facing now is with oil supplies dwindling now around the world. We're desperately turning to other alternatives, including biofuels. Well, in the process, we're using prime farmland in the Midwest that used to go for feeding people. And we used to have major agricultural exports. Now we're starting to import not just, you know, some of the fashion foods, but staples as well. So it is, And the notion that we can buy our way out of environmental problems and the problems that are created by growth doesn't work either, because you really have to have that agricultural sector producing more and more surplus to have more real dollars in the economy.
Yeah, yeah.
That goes way back to Adam Smith's work on the origins of money.
Right. Jack, what is it? What's your long-term goal with ASAP? I mean, what are you hoping that people get that so many people, and as far as you're concerned, they don't get yet, that you're just hoping, if only people would understand X, what is it?
That sustainability matters, and size matters. A sustainable society...
And that sustainability isn't just some liberal buzzword.
Yeah, exactly. It the essence of it is that we should be making choices today that don't limit the choices that our children and children's children, future generations, can make. And we are right now. We're making decisions that are screwing up the choices for our kids. And if somebody said the other day that they don't understand why the younger generation isn't really mad at us for handing them much more limited choices. Sustainability matters, and smart communities are recognizing that if they really care about giving something useful to their children, we'll have to make some changes in the way we live. And that is both in the economy, as Brian points out, and ASAP's push is in the size of a community that can live sustainably in a given, in our 750 acres for Albemarle and Charlottesville. We are slowly eroding our ecosystem and eating away at the services that are free and we don't even recognize, in terms of things that a lot of folks don't yet think about, sequestering carbon and cleaning out the rainwater and the silt that goes into reservoirs and streams and so forth. There are 1,000 ecosystem services that every time we build a new development or a new strip mall, it changes the land use and erodes those essential ecosystem services. We can't live like that forever.
Jack Marshall is with Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population, and they are having a talk tonight, and invite you to join them at 7:30 in the library at Westminster Presbyterian Church on Rugby Road. It is a free event open to the public where you can meet and talk with Dr. Brian Check of the Center for the Advancement of the Steady State Economy, online at steadystate.org. Gentlemen, thank you both for being here, and have a good time tonight.
Thank you, Coy.
Thanks, Coy.
Take
appreciate
care.
It.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.